right, so if you haven't heard this story out of Saline, let's bring you up to speed. There was this group of high school kids, football players, black kids, white kids, and whatnot, football players, I understand, got into the Snapchat back and forth on social media using the N-word and other racially divisive comments amongst themselves out of school privately. Apparently, they found humor in it and so forth, but then some screenshots were taken, and it all exploded into a big problem, a big uproar. David Coleman here, Senior Counsel for the Great Lakes Justice Center, to fill in the blanks. David, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
All right, so was I getting most of it right there?
Yes, I think so. It was a private Snapchat conversation with teenagers, you know, being immature, saying inappropriate things.
The witch hunt, it's
nobody denies that. The boys are very remorseful for what they said, but it was a private conversation. Apparently, one of the participants took some screenshots of it, though, and decided to post it, and it turned into the big uproar we have right now.
And so what's the uproar? What happened as a result of that getting posted?
Well, the school was told about it by this one of the kids involved in the Snapchat and took disciplinary action against our clients. We represent four of the boys. Again, these were all football players who all knew each other and were friends, and we're talking kind of locker room kind of things the way kids do. Again, not appropriate. But our clients posted nothing. This was a private conversation, and yet the school intervened and has suspended our clients.
How many?
They've been out of school now for 2 weeks.
How many kids?
Well, there were about, as near as I could tell, 8 or 9 kids altogether. 5 of the kids were suspended. We represent 4 of the 5 suspended kids. And that really gets into the bigger issue, Steve, which is this. Who has the right to act here? This did not occur on school property. It did not occur at a school event. It did not occur on any school technology or devices or anything like that. It was on their private time. The state's statutes, the school code itself at the Saline High School makes it clear the school only has authority to act when things happen at the school or school events. So they're not the parents of these students 24/7. The parents are the parents. And so that's where the dispute is right now.
So let me ask you something. I want to jump in there, David, and ask you.
Yeah.
David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center, uproar at Saline, Michigan. The school suspends kids for conversations they had privately that had nothing and no connection whatsoever with the schools.
Right.
And suspended them for 2 weeks?
Right, and without any end in sight. We've been in communication
what do you mean?
With the attorneys, and they won't tell us when or if they're going to allow the students back in. There's been no due process. No
so let me ask you something. Here's what I want to ask
you. Ridiculous.
From my reading and my understanding, there were, again, black students, white students involved in this conversation, correct?
Correct.
Only the white
all
kids.
All of them using inappropriate language.
Right. But only the white kids were suspended.
That's our understanding, yes.
And what's the justification for that?
You'd have to ask the school. We've gotten no real answer to that question. And again, this is a parent right issue. This is a due process issue. You know, the state public school code, Steve, says schools are required to cooperate with parents in raising and educating kids. They're not the parents raising the children. And it's a fundamental right of parents to raise their kids, not the school district. And this had nothing to do with the school. Now, I understand it has had an impact in the school because students are in an uproar and the school's in an uproar. But who caused that? Our clients didn't cause that. Other people did. And the school itself did. And so we didn't cause this situation. This was a private conversation, wrong as it was, and our clients are very remorseful for it. And they realized it was stupid, immature language and talk that they were doing. But that doesn't justify this kind of response from the school when they don't have any authority to act.
No authority to act, and they're so okay. So where are we in the legal process then? You're waiting for an answer. You're waiting for them
right
to tell you when the kids will be brought back to school, if at all. What are they going to be expelled permanently for a private conversation?
Right. I know it's just mind boggling when you really think about
it.
And
you're ruining people's lives. I mean, these kids won't go to college if they wanted
right.
to. You're ruining people's lives over a private conversation, no matter how inappropriate
right.
or immature. These are all juveniles, correct?
Right. They're all teens, 15, 16-year-olds. I think there was one 17-year-old. I mean, think about it, Steve. Did you ever say something when you were 16 years old that if it were made public known, boy, you'd be real embarrassed and it wouldn't be really good for you, wouldn't it?
Right.
It would be good for me. We all have done it. To take this and blow it out of proportion like this when this was banter between all of the students is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if we don't hear something today, then we're going to be taking legal steps, and I could update you next week and let you know what we're doing, but I think you can imagine.
Well, yeah, you
have to, what we're going
to
do
to file a lawsuit against the school, the district, the superintendent, anybody who's. You can't just throw people out and give people no answer. You can't stonewall.
Right.
I mean,
and these students have a right to a free public education. It's a constitutional right under Michigan's Constitution, and it's being denied to them now over a private conversation.
Right, which is completely inappropriate.
Absolutely.
The conversation may have been inappropriate, but it was private.
Yes.
And
again,
everybody was participating.
Our clients are very remorseful and upset that and realizing how immature they were.
I don't care.
But
hold on. I don't
justify this response.
Let me be honest. I don't care if they weren't remorseful.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's still not
the school's place.
Yeah.
School cannot, enforce its will upon the private matters of families and children. The school does not have the right to intercede in that place.
Right. This is something each parent should be dealing with their child and doing appropriate discipline.
That's right.
And taking care of it and letting the parents work this out with their kids.
Let the parents, if they want to ground the kids, take their car away, take whatever it might be. That's right. It's a parent's place to address this, not the school's place to throw these kids out. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. When I was younger, I got suspended once or twice, Dave. Shocking,
no,
I realize. I know that's hard to believe.
I'm shocked.
I was asked to not attend school a couple of days in my life. But when that happened, you always got a piece of paper that said you're being asked to stay home for this specific reason. You can return to class on this specific day, whatever, right?
Right, and received nothing like that.
Yeah.
Just a general letter saying you're suspended. And that's it. No process, no time frame, no nothing.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I look forward to an update next week. David, thank you very much. A strange and fascinating story of overreach by the local school taking it into their own hands. Thank you very much for that.
Well, thanks for having us on, and we'll chat next week.
We'll talk soon. Absolutely true. All right. It's time to light up the night with $1,000 off at 2019 Roxor. Plus a 40-inch LED light bar at no extra charge. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. That's right. Whether you're itching to hit the trails or put a hard-working, hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe its 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Work smarter, play harder, stay out later. See your Roxor dealer today. Visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Restrictions do apply. By the way, if you're also ready to lose weight and feel great, then you need to get to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. It's a place where you can start to really feel good about yourself and get involved with this. I've got a gentleman I'm going to have on the program here. He's lost more than 100 pounds now with My Pure Health Solutions. Very proud of him. He'll be coming along here in the next few days right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's so heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I know! Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.